when you're angry and you're not slow to anger, you look foolish. You sound foolish. You are foolish. So we need to control our emotions. We need to control our moods. Now, moods is something that is kind of unique. A lot of people think, I'm in a bad mood. Well, why are you in a bad mood? Well, usually we're in a bad mood because your mood is a reflection of what you think will happen in the future, what you think will happen going forward. Usually your mood is rarely a result of something in the past. It's only a result of something in the past when you believe that past will continue into the present or continue into the future. So if you're in a bad mood, it's generally because you believe your current situation and your past is going to continue into your future. Oh, I got to put up with him again. Oh, here we go. She about to start this again. It's always the same old thing. So now we're in a bad mood. And that's why you need to shy away from people that are always in a bad mood. Because, again, they believe that their past and their current situation are going to continue into the future. And so when they're in a bad mood, they're going to try to share their future with you. They're going to try to put you in a bad mood. And a lot of times they remember things from your past that they can trigger to help you join them in the current situation and going forward. Mm-hmm. It's just like that time when you, and that, I guess that's why that girl was, mm-hmm. Just like you told me you were going over to, because they know that there are things in your past that they can trigger that will drive you into a bad mood and allow that mood to link up with their mood. And both of y'all can go into the future upset, ticked off. So you need to shy away from that. Now, how do you help control your moods and your anger and all those different things? Well, all of the people in your life are going to fall into one of three emotional categories. They're either going to be energy makers, energy savers, or energy takers. An energy maker keeps the fuel tank, our emotional fuel tank, they keep it full. They seem to get us. They seem to understand how we think. They genuinely enjoy having conversations about our ideas and about our passions and about the things that we're doing. That's why your mentors, your proteges, and even your board of advisors should fall into this energy maker category. So take a quick assessment. How many energy makers do you have around you? Most of the time, we don't have as many as we need, or we don't have as many as we want. And what you'll find is it takes a lot of fuel to move a big ship. So the more successful you become, the more projects you take on, the bigger your image and your status becomes. In order to help you maintain God's principles, you need energy makers around you. Doesn't mean you need a bunch of people around you. It means you need a lot of energy makers around you so that you can fuel that passion and fuel those emotions and fuel those things that are going to keep you focused on God's will. But the most important type of energy maker you can have around you is another faith-based person.